This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. This week, we've been looking at the world of G-Tech. That is shorthand for girl technology. Those are gadgets designed just for us, not necessarily by us, though.
And today, I brought in one of my personal favorite devices. Madeline, I would like you to meet Audrey.
Nice to meet you. You don't look like a Venus flytrap.
She doesn't. She's a little computer, almost smaller than a bread box. You could put this in your kitchen and you could use it to surf the web. You could keep a calendar of your kids' events at school on it. And I'm going to show you a little something. You can even record a voicemail. Let's say you want to send a message to your husband on his way home. Here, check it out.
Okay. Hi, honey. Pick up some milk, please.
Excellent. Okay, so come back over here. Let's play it back.
Hi, honey. Pick up some milk, please.
So pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
You think it'd be a big hit? Not so much.
It's a little unwieldy.
A little unwieldy, to say the least. This Audrey came out in October of 2000, and less than 8 months later, it was discontinued.
Oh.
Poor, sad little Audrey. You know, maybe she was just a little bit ahead of her time. I spoke earlier with Don Fauch. He was one of Audrey's creators, and he says he tried his best to develop a product that women would want to use.
We said, you know what, we had better go into some households and visit some users, in particular women in the household, and understand what their day-to-day life is like. And in particular, what we found is that, if you will, the nerve center of the home is really tends to be the kitchen, where you've got the kids running around and, you know, just kind of trying to make it through the action and keep up with the activities that are going on.
I actually have an Audrey right here with me. I'm going to plug it in as if we were in my kitchen using this. Mine, I should note, is a color that you guys refer to as linen, which basically means it's white. Do women go for the fancy names like that?
Well, you know, I think that it's kind of like the name Audrey, right? It really needs to reflect a consistent theme of, you know, it's not just like orange or blue or white.
That's Audrey saying hi right there in the background.
There we go. And as you can tell, she's got a positive attitude with the giggle there.
She does, indeed.
Part of her personality is, you know, she's not likely to say, actually, things like white or brown or orange when she's describing kind of what's going on around her. It's more like ocean and sunrise, describing, you know, more precise, a little warmer, a little bit of personality, and maybe just a touch of that female attitude that we love to see.
You say she as if it were a person. I mean, usually we talk about our technology saying it.
Audrey being helpful in the nerve center of the home is really a lot about kind of that. How can we create an experience that supports a lot of those quick hits and do it in a way that really shows up to the user as more of like a friend that's helping you, as opposed to, you know, a computer that is just kind of part of an arduous technical task?
The Audrey got very good reviews when it first came out, but it didn't last very long. And I have to say, now if you go on eBay, these things sell. We saw one bid for 99 cents. What happened wrong with this product?
Our introduction was in the fall of 2000. The overall technology industry, as some say, kind of the bubble burst. And the overall situation in the company at 3Com at the time was, unfortunately, overall health of the company just wasn't that great. Having said that, there were many articles, and Audrey enjoyed a lot of good coverage. And we feel that, you know, had the overall economy and industry been in a little better shape, you know, we'd have gotten to that second, third iteration, been able to make this a longer-term success.
Don Fauch is the co-creator of the Audrey. He's currently vice president for design and user experience at PayPal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.